إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We give thanks and adorations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without partner. We ask for Allah's mercy and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well as his family and companions, all that support his path and follow their guidance until the day of reckoning. Today being the 10th day of Ramadan, 1447 years after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is equivalent to the 27th of February 2026. Today, inshallah, we will be continuing from where we stopped in the tafsir of the glorious Quran, from Quran chapter 2, verse 135, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. فَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا. قل بل ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون. فإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا وإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق فسيكفيهم الله وهو السميع العليم. صبغة الله ومن أحسن من الله صبغة ونحن له عابدون. قل أتحاجوننا في الله وهو ربنا وربكم ولنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم ولنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم ونحن له مخلصون. أم تقولون إن إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط كانوا هودا أو نصارى قل أأنتم أعلم أم الله ومن أظلم ممن كتب شهادة عنده من الله وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون.
الله سبحانه وتعالى وقالوا كونوا هودا أو نصارى تحته وقالوا عند الثات كونوا هودا بي جيوز أو نصارى أو بي كريستيان تحتلوا عند يول بقايدة قل الله تعالى يا رسول الله تي بل ملة إبراهيم حنيفة rather it is ملة إبراهيم the religion of إبراهيم حنيفة the upright وما كان من المشركين and he is not from among the polytheists وقالوا كونوا هودا أو نصارى تحتلوا it sounds as if both the Christians and Jews all said this together that كونوا هودا أو نصارى either the Christians or you the Jews and you will be guided Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said بل ملة إبراهيم حنيفة rather you should follow the religion of Ibrahim who is upright وما كان من المشركين and he was not from among the polytheists they did not come together to say this just like we have mentioned وقالت اليهود ليست النصارى على شيء وقالت النصارى ليست اليهود على شيء وبعضهم بينهم شديد they do not accept themselves they do not agree with their religion the يهود will say the نصارى are upon nothing the نصارى will say يهود are upon nothing so what this means is قالوا كونوا هودا بمعنى قالت اليهود كونوا هودا تحتك the Jews said you should become Jews and you'll be guided while the Christians also they be Christians and you will be guided Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now said to the Prophet بل rather ملة إبراهيم the ملة here is منصوب بمعنى التزم ملة إبراهيم I would abide by the religion of Ibrahim حنيفة who happens to be upright وما كان من المشركين أن إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام was not from among the polytheists إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام is إمام الحنفاء all faiths associate themselves with him and they want to believe that they are part of the descendants of نبي الله إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام سؤال تقول آمنا
قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون.
Now this is the claim that they have made. كونوا هودا تحتك. Be Jews and you be guided. The other one said be Christians and you be guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said no. I will not, don't follow the Jews and don't follow the Christians. Follow the path of Ibrahim. Allah now instructed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell them our principles of faith. قولوا, say to them that آمنا بالله. We believe in Allah. As part of our own faith, as Muslims, we believe in Allah. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا And we believe in that which is revealed to us. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ And we believe in that that was revealed to Ibrahim. The book that was given to Ibrahim, we believe in it. وَإِسْمَعِيلَ We also believe in the book that was given to Ismail. وَإِسْحَاقَ We believe in the book that was given to Ishaq. وَيَعْقُوبَ We also believe in the book that was given to Ya'qub. وَالْأَصْبَاطِ And we also believe in the book that was given to Al-Asbath. وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى We also believe in what was given to Musa. وَعِيسَى And what was given to Isa. وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ And we believe in all that we are given to the prophet that came from the Lord. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ We do not make distinctions between any one of them. ونحن له مسلمون and we surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are submitted to Allah. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the Muslims to tell the non-Muslims the cardinals of their faith, what they believe in, that make them supreme to those who do not believe in what they have believed. Allah taqulu amanna billah. How do we accept what you believe in when we have believed in Allah? وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا And what was revealed to us, which is what? Al-Qur'an. We believe in the beauty of the Quran. That is what it means. We believe ما أنزل إلينا. We believe in the Quran. مفصلا. In detail, everything that has been mentioned in the Quran, the Muslim must believe in it. وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم. And we believe in what was given to Ibrahim. مجملا. It is not as if we believe in all the details of what they say was given to Ibrahim that is in their hand. But we believe in whatever was given to Nabiullah Ibrahim. Because some people might look at this verse now and say, ah, it means that you have to believe in everything that is in the Bible and in the Torah, the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the Psalms of David alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Suhuf of Ibrahim and Musa. It means you have to believe in everything that is inside. No. We believe in what was given to Ibrahim. Not what people say is the one that was given to Ibrahim. مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. What was given to Ibrahim. There is a difference between what was given to Ibrahim and what people say was given to Ibrahim. There is a difference between what was given to Ismail and what people say was given to Ismail. Likewise, what was given to Musa, which is At-Tawrah, is different from what people say is At-Tawrah today. A lot of changes, a lot of corrections, a lot of errors have been put into it. Things that we are not part of the words of Allah have been put into it. So we are not obliged to believe in every detail in the Torah. No. But we are to believe in a book that was given to Nabiullah Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is why that Imam Bukhari mentioned on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He said, كان أهل الكتاب يقرؤون التوراة. The people of the book used to read the Torah. بالإبرانية. They read it in Hebrew. ويفسرونها بالعربية لأهل الإسلام. And they come to translate it for the Muslims in Arabic language. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then the messenger told the companions, he said, لا تصدقوا أهل الكتاب ولا تكذبوه. Do not confirm or affirm whatever the people of the book are saying. And do not say it is a lie. Don't say you have said the truth, and don't say it is a lie. وَقُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْنَا. Say we believe in Allah and what was revealed to us. So whatever comes from their book, if we have something in our Sharia that debunks it and refutes it, we refute it and say it is a lie. When we have something that comes in their book, which has not been confirmed in our Sharia, in our Quran, in our Hadith, it was not confirmed, but it was also not negated. What the Prophet said we should say about that is that we don't say it is true and we don't say it is a lie. Let's assume an information came and it was written in the Old Testament that this is going to happen or this happened. And there is nothing in the Quran that is confirming it or negating it. What we should just assume is that we cannot say it is true, we cannot say it is not true. Or we believe in what was given to Nabiullah Musa. We believe in what. So if this is part of what was given to Nabiullah Musa, we believe in it. And that is why our own Iman, as far as the book is concerned, our Quran, we believe in all the details in the Quran. Every detail that is mentioned in the Quran, we must believe in it. But as far as At-Tawrah, Injil, Suhuf Ibrahim, Suhuf Musa, the book that was given to Ismail, Ishaq, Ya'qub, and Akbar, we only say, آمَنَّا بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِ. We believe in what was given to them. That is, we believe in it mujmalan on the general note. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just say we believe in all of this. We believe in Allah, we believe in the Quran that was given to us, we believe in the book that was given to Ibrahim. That is the Suhuf of Ibrahim. And when they say Suhuf, the difference between Al-Suhuf and Al-Mus'haf is that Suhuf are loose pages that have been put together. Pages that have been bound together are called Suhuf. While the ones that have been turned into a book is called Mus'haf. So Ibrahim was given Suhuf, Suhuf Ibrahim. Ismail was also given his book. Ishaq was also given his book. Ya'qub, who is the son of Ishaq, was also given his book. So tell them that we believe in all of this. وَالْأَطْبَابِ. And what was given to Al-Atbaq? Al-Imam al-Bukhari alayhi rahmatullahi said, Al-Atbaq qaba'ilu bani Israel. When we say Al-Atbaq, it means the child of Banu Israel. And we know who Israel is. Israel is Ya'qub. So the tribes that came out of the children of Ya'qub, Ya'qub gave back to 12 children. And each of that child gave back to a nation. And those were known as the tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel.
Those are the ones that are called Al-Ahzab. So وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ وَمَا أُوتِيَ إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ means from among the offspring of Yaqub, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose some of them to become prophets of Allah, and they were given books. And that is why it is part of the heroes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Ummi Israel that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was telling them. وقال موسى لقومه يا قوم اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ جعل فيكم أنبياء وجعلكم ملوكا وآتاكم ما لم يؤت أحد من العالمين. موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام reminded بنو إسرائيل of this favor that اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم. Remember Allah's favor of you. إذ جعل فيكم أنبياء. He made from you, he made amongst you prophets of Allah. وجعلكم ملوكا and he made you to be kings. Allah Musa said this is Allah's favor on you. So it means what people have needed among them, it is the favor from Allah. جَعَلَ فِيكُمْ أَنْبِيَاءَ وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكًا. So this أَنْبِيَاء came from Al-Asbab. So we still believe in what was given to them. وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى. We believe in what was given to Musa, which is a Torah. But we don't believe in the details. It is not everything that they believe in, it is that we believe in. But we believe in what was given to Nabi Allah in Musa. But the one we have today has been changed. يُحَرِّقُونَ الْكَلِمَةَ أَمْ مَوَادِعِهِ. Allah told us that they change words. They say, فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. They write books with their hands, they write words with their hands, and they say, this is Allah's words. And the Torah has not been preserved the way the Quran was preserved. Allah said, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We preserve the Quran. But Allah SWT did not guarantee the preservation of our Torah. So it was changed and manipulated. And that is why we believe in what was given to the Nabi Allah Musa, but we don't believe in the details of what is contained in what is called a Torah today. And the evidence for that is when Umar radiallahu anhu brought some pages of a Torah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Umar was then amazed by what is contained in some of those pages. That Ya Rasulullah, look at the Al-Tawrah. It looks so similar to what you brought to us. The Prophet got angry and said to them that did I not bring the Quran to you pure as it came from Allah? Did Allah not tell you that they have changed a lot of things in the Al-Tawrah? So we believe in the general book that the Al-Tawrah, wa Isa, and what was given to Isa, which is Injil, وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ and what was given to the Prophet from their Lord. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we do not make distinction from amongst the prophets of Allah. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. And that is one peculiarity of Muslims. All the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that have come, we must believe in them. When we read, الَّذِينَ يَخْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرُ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوسَلَى وَيُسْلِمُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We mentioned the opinions of the scholars of Tafsir that severing of relationship is about cutting the belief in the prophets of Allah. A person believes in Nuhu and he says he does not believe in anybody that comes after Nuhu. The person does not believe in all of them. The messengers of Allah and the prophets of Allah must be believed in totality. When a person believes in all of them, but he does not believe in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then his belief in the prophet is invalid. When a person believes in all the prophets of Allah and he does not believe in the prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who is the last? His belief in all of the prophets is invalid. One has to believe in all of them. And that is the meaning of لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. We as Muslims, we consider all the messengers of Allah to be from Allah. And we believe in them. We believe in Musa, just like the Jews believe in Musa. We believe in Isa, just like the Christians believe in Isa. And we believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they do not believe in him. So why should we believe in what they believe in when we have the more complete faith? I hope it is clear. They said, كُونُوا قَلُوا كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَحْتَدُوا. Be Christians or Jews and you'll be guided. Allah said, this is our component of faith. We believe in what you believe in, and we have an additional belief you do not have. So why should we follow you? I hope it's clear. So لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. We do not distinguish between all the prophets of Allah. We believe in them. And anybody who does not believe in them does not believe even in Allah. إن الذين يؤمنون بالله ورسله ويريدون أن يفرقوا بين الله ورسله ويقولون نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك سبيلا أولئك هم الكافرون حقا. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, verily those who يكفرون بالله ورسله, they didn't believe in Allah and His Messenger. He said they didn't believe in Allah and His Messenger. Mean all His Messenger. If one disbelieves in one, then he disbelieves in all. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحِنِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Allah said, the people of Nuh had denied all the messengers. The people of Nuh, is there any prophet that came before them? No. But Allah said, كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحِنِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The people of Nuh had denied all the messengers because they did not believe in Nuh. So not believing in Nuh is not believing in every other prophet that will come. So Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ They believe in Allah and His Messengers. وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ And they want to distinguish between Allah and His Messenger. Like some will say, we believe in Allah, but we don't believe in His Messenger. Some will say, we believe in the Quran, but we don't believe in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Like we hear it now, when people say, okay, they believe in the Quran, but they don't believe in the hadith. They are the same as those that they say they believe in Allah, You want to distinguish between Allah and His Messenger. The message of Allah and the message of the Messenger. وَيُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا And you want to follow the path. You want to take a path. You want to take a religion by distinguishing between Allah and His Messenger. Allah said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا Those are truly unbelievers. Those are truly unbelievers. That they distinguish because how does a person practice Islam when he does not follow the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ? Islam is not practicable. Islam is not practicable without the Hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. It is not. So many confusions we set in. If you take the concept of zakat alone, there are so many questions that will arise on the issue of zakat. Use the Quran to tell people how to give zakat. The Prophet was asked that كُلْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ That is the verse that talks about zakat. Take from their wealth صَدَقَةً a charity تُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا that you use to purify them وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ and pray for them إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ Now how do we implement this verse? How do we implement this verse? Is it that we just take people's money randomly? And how many times do we take it? Do we take it once in a year, or we take it once in a month, or we take it every day? It is not for you to give an answer, but to support your answer from the Quran also. That what did Allah say? How did Allah say we should take this zakat? What is the amount that a person would have? If I have 5 naira, how do you take my zakat? How much of the 5 naira are you going to take? If you say 5 naira is zakat, provide evidence from the Quran. The Quran has not explained any of this. Why? Because Allah gave the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam the Quran and he said, إِنَّا وَعَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِ We have given you the Quran so that he explains to people what has been revealed to them. Even the Salat of the Qadar. So a lot of things, even the Hajj that we perform, none of these will be practicable using the Quran alone. And that is why as far as Muslims are concerned, Allah and His Messenger are not separate. The Quran and the Hadith are not separate. We believe in them. So Allah said, لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْهُمْ We do not make distinction between any of them. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ And we have surrendered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا
فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا فإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق فسيكفيكهم الله وهو السميع العليم صبغة الله ومن أحسن من الله صبغة ونحن له عابدون.
So let's go back to where we came from. قالوا كونوا هودا أو نصارى تحتهم. Right? They said if you're the Jews or the Christians, he'd be guided. If you want to get heaven, just be Christian. If you want to make heaven, just be a Jew. Perhaps this might be in the past like we have said. These are the Jews that wanted maybe to call people. But as far as Judaism is concerned today, they are not inviting anybody. They are not inviting anybody. Judaism is about race and religion. So long as you don't belong to that race, then you are not welcome into the religion. And that's why, like we said, we find the Nasara, we find them preaching and calling people to their faith. You never find, whether on the internet or anywhere, the Jews calling to their faith, because you are not welcome. What they want you to do is not to have any faith. They are the chosen ones. Allah has chosen them. So they don't need to invite you, because you don't need to be honored by the religion. You don't know Allah. Allah doesn't know you. And there is nothing they will do to you that is criminal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا بِالْأُمِّيِّينَ سَبِيلٌ. That's their belief. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when they said that we have to take their faith for us to be guided, Allah said, these are the cardinal principles of our faith. When Allah mentioned all of those things, what we believe in, we believe in Allah, we believe in what was revealed to us, we believe in what was given to Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Ya'qub, Asbaq, what was given to Musa, Isa, Umar, Uthiyah, Nabi Yul, and Ba'adi. We don't make distinction. That is our faith. Allah said, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدِ اهْتَدَوْا. That hidayah that we are calling you to, that when you accept Judaism, if you accept Christianity, you are guided. Allah said, no. إِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ. If they believe in the like of what you believe in, if they believe in the similitude of what you believe in, فَقَدِ اهْتَدَوْا, then they are guided. Meaning, if they don't believe in the similitude of what you have believed in, they are not guided. That is what Qumushal. In Aman, if they believe, the Mislima Aman to be, in the similitude of what you have believed in, Faqadi Jadu, indeed they are guided. Wa in Tawallu, if however they turn away, but in Namahum Vishika, they are in nothing except opposition. They are in nothing except killing. They are just trying to oppose you. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ. And Allah will be sufficient for you against them. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-hearing. Allah is the all-knowing. صِبْغَةَ اللَّهِ. This is the brand of Allah. صِبْغَة. Some will translate it as color, the color of Allah. Some will translate it as the religion of Allah. But this thing that we have mentioned of faith is sibaghat Allah. That is the brand of Allah. That is how Allah has branded the Muslims. Huwa sammakumul muslimina min qablu wa fi hadha. This is what Allah has given us. This is the brand Allah has given us. This is the color. A sibaghat is for somebody to dye something, to color something. That is what a sibaghat means. So that is sibaghat Allah. This is sibaghat Allah. That is the path we are following. Millata abikum Ibrahim. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةً. Who is better in branding than Allah? وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. And we are worshippers of Allah. In this verse that Allah says, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ. If they believe in the similitude of what you have believed in. The verse clearly shows the value and significance of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to them directly. Yes, the verse refers to the Muslim Ummah. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ. If they believe in the similarity of what you believe in, referring to the Muslims. But the first generation that was spoken to by Allah is the generation of the companions. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ. Allah refers to the companions of the Prophet. By so Allah made the companions of the Prophet ﷺ to be the standard of faith. They are the standard. Anybody that wants to measure his faith must consider the faith of the companions. You want to compare your religion, whether it is correct or not, compare it with the standard, which is the religion of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. Because that is what Allah said. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا. If the Christians and Jews believe in Islima Amantum be in the similitude of what you have believed in. But in Amanu, if those who will come later believe in Islima Amantum be in the similitude of what you, the present generation, have believed in, faqad ihtadaw, then they are guided. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith of Ibad bin Aliya. He said, this Ummah, فَمَنْ يَعْفِ إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعْشْ مِنْكُمْ بِالْبَعْدِ فَمَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Whoever will live long amongst you will see a lot of differences. فَعَلِيْهُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ لِلْبَعْدِ. At the time when you see differences in your faith, then I enjoin you to hold on to the path, the tradition of the companions of the Prophet. عليكم بسنتي. Hold on to my sunnah, وسنه الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين. And hold on to the path of the four right guided caliphs. It is because they understand that. So anyone that has a faith, anyone that has a type of aqidah, and his aqidah does not really tell you that of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then his aqidah, then he does not have guidance. Based on this, in aman, if they believe, the mithli ma aman to be, in the similitude of what you have believed in, properly settled, then they are guided. So they serve as a methodology, they serve as those who will tell us the right thing to do, the right faith to believe in, and the right religion to practice. Everything goes back to them. He said, فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ. If they were intolerant, فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ. If, however, they turn away and they don't accept your religion, فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ. They have only tried to be in opposition. It is not because they have not understood. It is not because what you are saying is not right, but they have refused to accept it. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice you against them, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-hearing and the all-knowing. It is said that when Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu was killed, when he was killed by those rebels that attacked his house, he was reciting the Quran. The Quran was on his thigh. When they killed him, when they stabbed him, when they slaughtered him, the Quran was upon his thigh and he was reciting it. And the blood spilled on this portion of the Quran, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will suffice you against them. Meaning they are going to come before Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them account for this thing they have done. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ. Allah is the all-hearing, al-alim, and he is the all-knowing. صِبْغَةَ اللَّهِ. That is the brand of Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةً. This is the religion of Allah. Whose religion can be better than the religion of Allah? وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. And we are worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the greatest favor Allah can do to you is for you to be a worshipper of Allah. That is the highest level the person can reach. The highest level Allah can, the highest title a person can get is for him to be Abdullah. That is a slave to Allah. Because Allah, the religion of Islam has come to bring people out of servitude to mankind to servitude to Allah. ليخرج الناس من عبادة الناس إلى عبادة الله. To make people stop worshiping humans so that they worship Allah alone. ليخرج الناس من عبادة النظام إلى عبادة الله وحده. People should stop worshiping systems. They should worship Allah. ليخرج الناس من عبادة القبور إلى عبادة الله وحده. So that people stop worshiping graves and they worship Allah alone. Fatitude should be to Allah alone. And that is why whenever Allah wants to mention the Prophet ﷺ with the greatest of his titles, he called him Al-Abd. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَى عَبْدِنَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَنْزَلَ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ الْكِتَابَ. Al-Ubudiyyah is the greatest thing a person can have, that you have a connection of servitude to Allah alone and nobody else. So Allah said, وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. Like Qadi Iyad said, he said, وَمِمَّا زَادَنِي عِزًّا وَزِيهًا دُخُولِي تَحْتَ قَوْلِكَ يَا عِبَادِي. What increases me in honor, that I feel honored, is that I am under that statement that you have made, that يَا عِبَادِي, oh my slaves, that I am one of your slaves. That increases me in honor, that increases me in might. So وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ is a rank that the person gets you because he has obtained or actualized the essence of life. Now,
قُلْ أَتُحَاجُّونَنَا بِاللَّهِ وَهُوَ رَبُّنَا وَرَبُّكُمْ وَلَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُخْلِصُونَ. أم يقولون إن إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط كانوا هودا أو نصارى قل أأنتم أعلم أم الله ومن أظلم ممن كتم شهادة عنده من الله وما الله بغافل عما تعملون تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون.
When the people of the book came arguing with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerning the religion of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Qul, O the Messenger of Allah, say to them, Atuhajjuna fillah. Are you arguing with us concerning Allah? Are you disputing with us concerning Allah? Are you debating with us concerning Allah? Wa huwa rabbuna wa rabbukum. When Allah is our Lord and your Lord, وَلَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا the reward of our works are to us وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ and the rewards of your works are to you. Meaning our works do not have any connection with your works. Our works are dissociated from your works. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُخْلِصُونَ as for we are sincere to Allah. نَحْنُ لَهُ مُخْلِصُونَ are you arguing with us concerning Allah? Are you arguing about the oneness of Allah with us? Are you disputing concerning the names of Allah with us? Are you disputing concerning the attributes of Allah with us? وَهُوَ رَبُّنَا when Allah is our Lord, وَرَبُّكُمْ and your Lord. لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا we do our works for Allah, and you do your works for Him also. وَنَحْنُ as for us, we are لَهُ مُخْلِصُونَ we are sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The religion of Islam is the religion of sincerity. The religion of Islam is that of sincerity. We are sincere as far as our devotion to Allah is concerned. We don't worship Allah, and we worship what is like Allah. Allah Ta'ala told the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to tell them that. And then he said, Am taquluna. Or is it that you are saying in the Ibrahim, that there is Ibrahim, wa Ismail, and Ismail, wa Ishaq, and Ishaq, wa Ya'qub, and Ya'qub, wa al-Asbaq, and the tribes that came from Banu Israel, kanu hudan aw nasara. Are you claiming that they are Jews or Christians? Are you saying Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is a Christian? Of course, the Christian should not say Ibrahim is a Christian. If the Jew saying Nabiullah Ibrahim is a Jew, of course, the Jew should not say Nabiullah Ibrahim is a Jew. Because Ibrahim came even before the advent of Judaism. Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Ya'qub, they came before the advent of Christianity and Judaism. So, are you saying those people that you all agree with, that they are sent by Allah, are you saying they were Jews or they were Christians? Allah said, أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ Is it you that know better, O Allah? وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ بِمَنْ كَتَمَ شَهَادَةً عِنْدَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ Who is more unjust? Like the one that conceals a witness he has before Allah. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ Allah is not unmindful of what you do. Allah knows what you are doing. Allah knows that within yourself you do this. You see, in this verse, what we get here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrects and refutes the claim that has been made by the people of the book using historical facts, using history. That you cannot claim that what you are upon is the truth when you have innovated something, while those who came before you did not practice that thing you are practicing. Those that we all agree are not part of you. And you agree that they came with something. What did they come with? We all know that Judaism came after the Nabi Ibrahim. Then tell us what Ibrahim practiced. We all agree that Ibrahim is the father of faith. There is no religion that does not align itself with Ibrahim. So here it is a question about history and about logic. If you say Judaism is what we should practice, then what did Ibrahim practice? What was the faith of Ismail? What is the faith of Ishaq? Ishaq came before Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Ishaq came before Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. sent Nabiullah Ibrahim. This is a historical fact that is undisputable. It is unclear. So what did they practice? There is no doubt that they practiced a religion that is not Judaism, because Judaism is associated with Musa. There is no doubt that they practiced a religion other than Christianity, because Christianity is associated with Isa. So what did they practice? This is countering a claim using historical facts. And that is why even when we come into Islam, the same thing applies. Even within the fold of Islam, the same thing will apply. Some people will tell you, okay, me, I practice this sect, I belong to this sect. And he will tell you that this is the sect I belong to, this is the person I am following. And when you ask him, when did this person come? What was practiced before you came? Then the question becomes a big one. For instance, Sheikh Ibrahim Inyas. Sheikh Ibrahim Inyas died in year 1975. Very recent. That was when he died. Was Islam practiced before him or not? What was practiced? It means before his coming, that Sayyidah, the Sayyidah of Sheikh Ibrahim Inyas, that people enter and they feel they become gods when they enter. It was not in existence before he was born, because he brought it. It was associated with him. When you go up to maybe 1750 something, and you find that is where Sheikh Amr al-Tijani, that is where he lived and died. That is when he lived and died in Morocco. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyam died in London when he went to Melkucha, 1975. Sheikh Amr al-Tijani died in 17 something. In the 18th century, that is when he died. Islam was practiced before then. When you say, okay, I am an Ash'ari, I belong to Abul Hassan al-Ash'ari, that is the text I follow. Before him, Islam was practiced. What was the Islam that was practiced before you called yourself Ash'ari, that I am an Ash'ari? Which Islam was practiced before that? When you say, I am Kulladi, yes, Kulladi came during the time of Abul Hassan al-Ash'ari. What was practiced before that? That is the logic Allah was used. Debunking something using historical facts. That these are things that we have brought. It is a fact that all of these texts we have brought later. Some people brought them, and the texts we are associated with them. It is not a lie. If I say Khalifah of Tijaniya, it is clear it is associated to the name of the person who brought it. If I say Qahiriya, it is attributed to somebody who brought it. Anything you attribute to somebody, it means it is rooted to that person. But the religion of the Prophet is Islam. And that is why he said, when people differ, the solution that you follow is Ma ana alayhi al-yawma wa ashabi. That's the religion that I practice today along with my companions. We will not use our intellect, we will not use our senses to say, okay, let us see whether it is good or bad. The definition of good or bad will always come from Allah and His Messenger. Al-Imam Malik alayhi rahmatullah. He said, "من ابتدع في الإسلام بدعة يروها حسنة." Anybody that brought into Islam an innovation and he thinks that innovation is nice, it is good. فقد زعم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن تعالى. What that person is claiming is that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has betrayed the message that was given to him. He said, "اقرأوا إن شئتم." If you want to understand what I'm saying, read the verse that Allah SWT said, اليوم أكملت لكم الدين وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Read this verse. Allah said, اليوم, today on this day, اليوم أكملت لكم دينا. I have completed your religion for you. The religion is complete. When something is complete, it is not in need of any addition. It is complete. And Allah is one that said, I have completed it. Not the Prophet of Allah. He said, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي and I have perfected my favors upon you. وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمْ إِسْلَامَ دِينًا and I have accepted Islam to be your deen. Imam Malik was quoting this. He said, read this verse and you will understand what I'm telling you. When Allah revealed this verse, and this verse was had by a Jew during the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. A Jew had this verse during the time of Sayyidina Umar. And he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, لو علينا معشر اليهود نزلت هذه الآية لاتخذنا يوم نزولها عيدا. If this verse was revealed to us, we the Jews, we would have taken the day the verse was revealed to be a day of festival. We'll be celebrating that day. Whenever the day comes, we'll celebrate that day. Umar said, أنا أعرف أين نزلت ومتى نزلت. I know when it was revealed and where it was revealed. This verse was revealed on the day of Arafah, on a Friday. So it means it was revealed on the day we celebrate also. Imam Malik said, read this verse and you will understand that the Prophet has completed his message. He said, وَلَا يَسْمُرُ آخِرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ إِلَّا مَا صَلُحَتِهِ أَوَّلُهَا. The end of this Ummah will not be reformed using anything other than what reformed the first generation process. If we want to reform the corruption in our land, then we have to go back to using the methodology of the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Islam is a religion that is not in need of additions or subtractions. Islam is a religion of let us follow. The same thing Allah used here, that whenever something is linked to somebody, then you should know that that person is the originator of it. What you should look for is what came from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. أَمْ تَقُولُونَ إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطَ كَانُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى. Or are you claiming that all of these prophets were either Jews or Christians? No, they were not. قُلْ أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ. Is it you that knows better or Allah? Allah said, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ. Who is more unjust? مِمَّنْ كَتَمَ شَهَادَةً عِنْدَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. That the one who conceals a witness he knows. Something you know. Something that when you are asked within you know that this is the truth, and you decide to say no. Perhaps because of your affiliation, perhaps because that is where you are born, perhaps because that is what you feel, perhaps because this is what your grandparents have been doing and you feel you will never leave. That is one of the worst injustices one will do to himself. Allah said, and know that Allah is most mindful of what you do. Allahu a'lamu bima fi nufusikum. What is in your mind, Allah knows. Some people will come up and say, you think it's the right thing. But within themselves, they know that it is not true. There are those on their kufis. They will call to their faith and say, this is the right thing. But deep within them, they know that it is not true. But they feel living in is living the loveliness of life. So they will not embrace Islam. Knowing fully well that Islam is the true religion. Knowing fully well that what they are calling to is not really substantiated by evidence. They will not be, they will still not accept Islam. So Allah warns them here. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unaware of what you do. So you say, تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ. That is a nation. That is a nation that has passed. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had come and gone. He worshipped Allah. Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, all of them came and worshipped Allah and left. لَهَا مَا كَتَبَتْ. All these they did are for them. All what they granted are for them. وَلَكُمْ مَا كَتَبْتُمْ. The reward of what you will do is also for you. وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And you will not be asked concerning what they were doing. Everybody will come with his faith. وَلَا he said, وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ سَوْفَ يُرَى ثُمَّ يُجْزَاهُ الْجَزَاءَ الْأَوْفَى. لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. A man does not get the reward of anything except what he has done. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ سَوْفَ يُرَى. It is his effort that will be seen. ثُمَّ يُجْزَاهُ الْجَزَاءَ الْأَوْفَى. Then he will even be good reward. So one would not say, because my parents are doing something, I must follow them. No. Allah can accept what the parents have done and he will not accept what the child has done. Allah can accept it from the parents and he will not accept it from the child. Perhaps because what the parents did was to the best of their knowledge. Allah will accept it from them. Like we are going to see in the next verse. سيقول السفهاء من الناس ما ولاهم عن قبلة السلام عليكم.
سيقول السفهاء من الناس ما ولاهم عن قبلتهم التي كانوا عليها قل لله المشرق والمغرب يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا وما جعلنا القبلة التي كنت عليها إلا لنعلم من يتبع الرسول ممن ينقلب على عقبيه فإن كانت لكبيرة إلا على الذين هدى الله وما كان الله ليضيع إيمانكم إن الله بالناس لرؤوف رحيم.
يقول السفهاء للناس. The foolish ones among the people will be saying, مَا وَلَّاهُمْ أَنْ قِبْلَتِهِمْ الَّذِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا. What made them to turn away from the direction they were on before? This is about when the Prophet ﷺ stopped facing Bayt al-Maqdis and he started facing the Kaaba. We mentioned that formerly the Prophet ﷺ, before his migration to Medina, he was facing Bayt al-Maqdis. But he was facing the Kaaba before he and Bayt al-Maqdis. So it was as though he was praying towards the Kaaba. When he migrated to Medina, it was not possible for him to combine with Kaaba. So he continued to pray Masjid al-Aqsa, wishing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make him turn to the Kaaba. And so one day the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, after praying so long for Allah to turn him to the Kaaba, Allah turned him to the Kaaba while the Prophet was observing Salat al-Zuhr in Bani Salima. The Prophet was observing Salat al-Zuhr, Allah revealed this verse. That he should turn towards the world at the shelter of the Masjid al-Haram. So while the Prophet was in Salah, he had prayed two rak'ahs. He and the people in the Salah, they turned, and the men were in the side of the females, and the females became in the side of the men. They turned and faced the Kaaba. And that is why that mosque is called Masjid al-Qiblatayn, the mosque of the two directions. Yes. People go there, they make Salah there. So Allah says, Allah, now when Allah turned them, the foolish ones, some said they are the pagans of Mecca, some said they were the Munafiqun, some said they were the Jews, because they felt bad when the Prophet stopped facing Bayt al-Maqdis. So Allah said, يَقُولُ السُّفَهَا. The foolish ones will say, مَا وَلَّاهُمْ مِنْ أَنْ قِبْلَتِهِمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا عَلِيًا. What made them to leave the direction they were facing before? Allah said, اللَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. The east and the west belongs to Allah. So Allah can ask the Muslims to face wherever they want, wherever He wants them to face. The decision is left to Allah. In fact, if Allah wants them to turn direction, fight them, they did. Allah will instruct them. لِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. Allah, as we mentioned, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَنْ تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبْلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. It is not about where you face, it is about implementing the instruction of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala said, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. The east and the west belongs to Allah. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah guides whoever He wishes to the right path. So if He guides them to face the Kaaba, it is His wish. He can wish to guide them to face another. And we have mentioned several opinions of scholars on what this verse meant. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. There is no need to repeat it. Allah said, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. And that is how we have made you, this Ummah, to be أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. The balanced Ummah. أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. The just Ummah. أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. The preferred Ummah. Scholars have translated and was a thing here with all of this, meaning you are a moderate Ummah. You are not extreme and you don't have language. We choose you to be this. It is Allah that chooses Ummah so that they champion the cause of Tawheed. So for them to champion that cause of Tawheed, Allah made them to be a balanced nation. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. That is how we have made you to be a balanced nation, a preferred nation, a moderate nation, a just nation. لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. So that you serve as witnesses over mankind. وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. And the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now be a witness over you. الإمام أحمد بن حنبل reported from the authority of أبو سعيد الخدري said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يدعى نوح يوم القيامة. The Prophet said, نوح عليه السلام will be called upon on the day of judgment. فيقال له, and it will be said to him, هل بلغت؟ Did you deliver the message of Allah? فيقول نعم. نوح will say, يا الله, I delivered the message. فيدعى قومه. The people of نوح will be called. فيقال لهم, هل بلغكم؟ Did نوح deliver Allah's message to you? فيقولون ما أتانا من نذير وما أتانا من أحد. No one has come came to us. Nobody came to us to tell us anything. فيقال لنوح لن تبتدئه عليه الصلاة والسلام من يشهد لك. Who will bear witness for you that you came and delivered that message? فيقول محمد وأمته صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nuh will say Muhammad and his nation will bear witness. قال فذلك قوله تعالى that is what the saying of Allah meant when he said وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا. That is how we have made you to be a balanced nation, a just nation. It's a whole shuhada alanda. So you give witnesses to people. So this Ummah is a just nation, it's a balanced nation. So they will give witnesses to others, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will be a witness to them. And that was why when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam went for his farewell pilgrimage, the Prophet actually asked the companions, Hal ballaghtu? Have I delivered Allah's message? And they said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, you have delivered. And the Prophet raised his hand and said, Allahumma fashhad. Who Allah be with you that I have delivered that message. وَيَقُونَ الرَّسُولَ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. So that the Prophet will be a witness over you. Allah said, وَمَا جَعَلَنَا الْكِبْلَةِ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا. The previous direction that we are upon, which is very lovely, we didn't make it to be like that, to change it, إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولَ. Except for us to see those who will follow the Messenger of Allah, mimma yanqalibu ala atbayhi, as against those who will turn away from their backs. Wa in kanat lakabiratan, even though that change was a big one, illa ala alladhina hada Allah, except for the one that Allah had guided, wa ma kana Allah liyudi'a imanakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not waste your efforts. That iman that led you to pray towards Baitul Maqdis, Allah will not make it a wasted effort. And that is what we are saying. When the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to meet the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah, Allah has asked us to turn to face Masjid al-Haram, to face the Kaaba. But we have brothers and sisters that still towards Masjid al-Aqsa and they died. What is their faith? Allah said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُدِيَ إِمَانِ. That iman that they had, that faith they had, that made them pray towards Masjid al-Aqsa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not waste the effort. The iman here is referring to the salat they observed built in Masjid al-Aqsa. But even though, because what they did was also under the instruction of Allah. قَدْ أَحْسَنَ مَنْ إِذَّهَا إِلَى مَا سَمِعَهُ. What is expected of you is when you hear something is from Allah, try to work with it. If it turns out to be wrong at the end of the day, inshallah, Allah will give you the reward because what you have done is out of faith. Unlike someone who will remain upon error and he knows it is error and he continues that error, Allah will not forgive him. But the one who does the best of what he does, because to the best of his understanding, that is what Allah wants. Then when I can Allah will give the iman, Allah will not waste the effort you have done in praying to Allah, in the Allah bin Nabi, La Ra'uf Rahim. Allah Ta'ala said, indeed, Allah with respect to people, La Ra'uf Rahim. He is so kind, and he is Raheemun, he is of forgiven, and he is also of smart. So inshallah, we will stop here. We pray Allah to Allah to make us understand better than it has been read. Sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Completeness. Yeah. Anything that can be described as a beautiful video.
A beautiful video. Yeah. Okay.
I want to clear this because on that aspect, what happened in the previous step of discussion, that conversation was that a new camera came into its town. This is actually happening in the news, and then it's a small celebration. You know, it was a man, it was a woman who accepted that, and it was all that the man to show her beauty of his life in their own movies. And then I'm happy. And then a lot of my uncle said, you know, what do you mean by beautiful media? And what are you thinking about? And then a lot of my uncle said, the first person who has made the mention of beautiful media was so I really want to be clear. Is there anything like beautiful, especially those by the technical definition of?
Okay, I don't think you have made it simple when you say going by the technical definition of bid'ah. The technical definition of bid'ah is something that is restricted to faith. طريقة في الدين محترعة تضاهي الشرعية يقصد بالسلوك عليها المبالغة في التعبد. That's how the Imam Shafi'i described it. He said it is a path that has been innovated in the religion. It resembles, it looks like Sharia. It looks like it will have a basis in the Sharia, but it is not from the Sharia. And the one who usually invests wants to go extensive in worshiping Allah. So it means we are talking about something that has to do with devotion to Allah and worship. Right? When we read the translation, the tafsir of Badi'u Samawati wal Ard, Imam Ibn Kathir classified bid'ah into two. He said that there is a technical bid'ah. As far as the technical bid'ah is concerned, which is what we just mentioned now, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, in virtually all his sermons, he would say, وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ كُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ He said every bid'ah is an error, is a misguidance. So we cannot on our own say it is not misguidance. That is the technical innovation. But as far as the linguistic innovation is concerned, which is something that one would do, not part of the religion, not an act of ibadah, but he just does it on his own. Now it could be a bid'ah that is good, it could be a bid'ah that is bad. It is a linguistic innovation, something that people have not been doing and one is doing it. That's what we call an innovation. So if we cannot say, in this case, it could be good, it could be bad, it could be haram, it could be makruh, it depends on the thing that surrounds it. For instance, phones are bid'ah. It could be bid'ah hasana, it could be bid'ah muharrama, it could be bid'ah makruha, it could be bid'ah jahila. It's an innovation because it was not to be an innovation, but it has nothing to do with religion. Because it is something we do, it's not part of our ibadah. But when it comes to dhikr, when it comes to recitation of the Quran, when it comes to salah, yeah, these are acts of ibadah. So if it does not have a basis of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, then we cannot call it a bid'ah to have. As far as the technical meaning is concerned, we don't have anything bid'ah that is good.
Though he brought technical definition into the question,
yes.
But assuming he did not go in that direction, and we are looking at this same
this scenario, right?
Scenario, yeah.
Yes, of celebrating
somebody who embraced the Islam.
Yes.
We call that bid'ah.
How did they celebrate? They put bid'ah food or maybe walima? Okay, now, doing that, is that an act of ibadah? Something that it is not an act of worship. So doing that, of course, will not be considered to be a bid'ah in its essence, technically speaking. Now, it is not considered a bid'ah. But when we now make it part of what, yes, part of what we do when people embrace Islam, then it becomes a bid'ah. What we make is to be part of, okay, when anybody is raised Islam, this is what we do. We celebrate. Then it becomes fused into an ibadah and it becomes an education.
Yes.
But on its own, it is not an education. Before I go into the question, let me also make a little comment on the that statement that when something has a root in Islam and somebody innovates it, then it is not wrong. That might be a little bit confusing because there are two types of bid'ah. There is bid'atun idrakiyya and there is bid'atun hakikiyya. There is a bid'ah that is a real bid'ah, and there is a bid'ah that is a circumstantial one. A real bid'ah is somebody bringing in something into religion that has no basis at all. Like the bid'ah of those who cause the compliance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an act of ibadah. The likes of Mal Ibrahim al-Bazdaqi, you will hear him in some of his videos, quoting Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Umar. Allahumma la Abu Bakr wa Umar wa Aisha wa Hafsa. He said, and that is an act of ibadah to them. Now that is a bid'ah that is what hakikiyya, because it does not have a basis at all in Islam. The one who comes to say he does not agree in hadith, that is a bid'ah. The bid'ah is hakikiyya. Then there is bid'ah of idrakiyya. Bid'ah of idrakiyya is a circumstantial innovation. It has a root in Islam. It has basis. But what is making it to be a bid'ah is either how it was done, where it was done, and some other circumstances. That is why it is called idrakiyya. Bid'ah of idrakiyya, meaning the circumstance is what is making it to become a bid'ah. An example is what we mentioned, that when Sayyidina said Abdullah ibn Umar, as reported by Al-Imam al-Bukhari and Al-Adab al-Mufrad, somebody came to him and sneezed and he said, Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Sneezing and saying Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. These two words combined together are having their basis in the Quran. When he says Alhamdulillah, we can get evidence for him, but only Alhamdulillah in the name of the Lord. When we say wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah, we can have a basis for him from the back. So what combining them together will not have a basis. And that is why Abdullah ibn Umar now told him that Ana Aydan Akulu Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa layta hakada allamana Rasulillah. I also agree with what you have said, Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah, but this is not what the Prophet taught us to say when we sneeze. So if you combine it, that with sneezing did not come in the hadith or the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. That can make it to be a bid'ah of idrakiyya. And I will give you a simple example that I use when we see it. That when we see something that does not have a basis is the one that will become bid'ah. If I now say that, considering the fact that I am the Mufassir of Micah, I want to tell Micah that whenever we want to make Adhan now, we should change our Adhan From Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, we should be saying Ar-Rahmanu Akbar, Ar-Rahmanu Akbar. Amir is there. Amir, will you? I want to give you this. Will you say for me?
No.
I'll provide evidence why we can change it. That instead of saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, we should be saying Ar-Rahmanu Akbar, Ar-Rahmanu Akbar. And I will say, okay, the reason is that Allah Ta'ala said, وَلِبُوا اللَّهَ وَلِبُوا الرَّحْمَانِ أَيَّمَّا تَلْقُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَعُ الْحُسْنَةِ. Anyone you call Allah, call Ar-Rahman, anyone you call, the most beautiful name belongs to Allah. Now, will you accept that adhan? I think the only reason why you will not accept it is that the Prophet did not do that type of adhan. It is not because Ar-Rahman is not the name of Allah. No, it is. And it's not because Ar-Rahman does not have a reason in Islam. But it is now a circumstantial innovation. Because we are using Ar-Rahman, we are the Prophet of Allah did not use it. That's the only reason that makes it an innovation. So sometimes an innovation could have a basis. The hadith of Man sanna fi al-Islami sunnah and hasana falahu ajruha wa ajru man amila biha is talking about somebody that comes to revive a sunnah. Nobody is having a sunnah in Islam except the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we say sunnah is what the Prophet has done. So Man sanna fi al-Islami sunnah and hasana. You come, you revive a sunnah that people have left. There are so many sunnah that people are no longer practicing. You revive it. You will have the reward of that sunnah doing it and the reward of anybody that does it. That sunnah. But it does not give us permission to begin to legalize. Like I'll come to say now, okay, today I want to give you a salah you observe at night. Pray 1,000 raka'ah, the first raka'ah, pray, recite Surah Al-Kahfi, the second one, Maryam Salwa, I'll give you like that. You see, it is salah, it has basis. But it will be rejected that no, you do not have that authority to legislate. Often. You do not have the authority to legislate. And the Imam Shafi'i said, "Man ista'sana faqad shara'a." Anybody that says this thing is good, he has legislated. And nobody has the right to legislation except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I think that it's just to give a little clarification. Then on the sibra, I said the scholars of tafsir will sometimes define all the translated as color. I translated it as the branding of Allah. I translated it as the branding of Allah. But some people translate it as a color. What that color means is that this is the, because sibra as sibu or as sabu means to dye something. To dye it. Meaning this is the face of Islam. This is the face of Islam. This is the color of Islam that Allah has given. It is not the color of red and black. Even though there is a weak hadith, I just did not read it because the hadith is weak. That Nabi Allah Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was asked that does Allah make sibra or not? And he said Allah makes. But the hadith is weak. So what we are saying is that the sibra is translated as color. Sibra sometimes is translated as deen, the religion. Those who translate it as color, they look at the literal meaning. Those who translate it as religion, they translate it based on the technical and implication of what that is. So it does not mean red, blue, green, not that color, but the brand that Allah has given to the religion of Islam that makes it look beautiful. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ سِبْغَى. When Allah brands something, who can make it?
I just want to also add something to it. Like, when you look at that word, for instance, color, and in the context in which it was used, I don't know, but what I'm simply trying to clarify is that it shouldn't mean that maybe you are talking about the color of Allah itself.
No.
Okay.
But you said the way you understood the brand to mean the brand Allah gave, should also, even when we call it color, it should mean the color Allah gave, not that of Allah, subhanAllah. No, it is not. So even the brand here is it in Arabic, there is this attributive, what do you call it now, idafa. Then you say, okay, Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah, Baytullah, the house of Allah. Now, Ruhullah means what? The Ruh of Allah. If you think, we will still say the Ruh of Allah. But it means a Ruh, not that of Allah, but a Ruh that belongs to Allah. So you see, that is how the idafa comes. So you attribute, it's attributive. Yes, it is not that. It is, yes, one cannot capture as the soul of, but what we see is the Allah Ruh, Allah Spirit. That's how we see translated. The Spirit of Allah. But not Allah, but object of ownership.
Possession.
That of possession. And it belongs to Allah. Just like we say the house of Allah. You know, it's not in English. That's how we see translated. It is just the understanding that we come now that we are not talking about the being of Allah, we are talking about ownership of Allah. And that idafa is that of idafa to tashrif. It is to honor that thing. Everything belongs to Allah, but sometimes Allah says this thing that belongs to Him. Everything belongs to Him. But when He says Baytullah, it is to honor the house. Naqatullah, it is to honor Him. So when He said Ruhullah, every ruh belongs to Allah. But He is making that to be like for the Sharif, to honor it, to value it. Yeah. I understand the concern, Barakallahu Fik. Thank you. Jazakumullah Khair. It's a very good observation. My mind did not even go to what.
That's what I
said.
But it's a part of Christianity. It's what follows the process in my mind. The practice of Christianity.
He didn't.
He didn't.
He didn't.
So who brought the Christianity?
After him. After him, they claimed that this is what he brought. Okay. If not, give us a moment. No?
No leader.
No leader. Except for the person who brought the passion of the Christianity. I don't want to go into detail. But Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, even in the Bible, did not say he has brought Christianity. Even in the Bible, he didn't say he brought Christianity.
Is
in Jim.
It's not the Quran of Christianity now.
It is not.
So,
it is not.
What is the linkage? No linkage with him.
There is none. وَلَكِنَّ الرَّحْبَانِيَّةَ لِبَتَدَعُوهَا مَا كَتَبْنَهَا عَلَيْهِ. They innovated them. Allah said they innovated those things. And you see, even if it were to be like as a student of hadith, you cannot say the Prophet said something now and would accept it. We have to look at where you got it from. Who told the person who told you? Who told the person who told you? And everybody has to be analyzed and criticized to see the possibility of accepting the validity. What was attributed to the Prophet of Allah? Now, if somebody comes to say, okay, the Prophet said something, and we look at between him and the Prophet, there is no connection. There is no time he met the Prophet, or he dealt with the Prophet, or he dealt with the Prophet, yet he is saying the Prophet said something. If it were to be a hadith, it would be rejected. It would be considered weak, because the chain is broken. Now, the Injil as it is, does not have a chain that is linked to Isa alayhi salam. The person who compiled it does not have any direct connection with Isa. He never saw him. It was after Isa had gone that he now claimed he believed and started working. So you can see the breaking chain. If it were to be the hadith, we would not accept the hadith. Not talk within the Quran. If it were to be a hadith that came to us, that we would say this hadith is weak. Because the chain is broken. Yes. So Allahu A'lam, that's why you see sometimes you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, you thank Allah. If Allah makes you to be a Muslim and you know what you are doing, wallahi, thank Allah. Wallahi. There is nothing that will be as great as that. Because If you are talking about logic, if you are talking about what makes sense, wallahi, you will see things not clearly. It is not about just believing that, and you believe in what doesn't make sense. No, you believe in something and you see that, yes, this is logical. But unfortunately, guidance belongs to Allah. Somebody sees guidance and he does not accept it. Within himself, he might feel what he's doing is questionable, but he will still continue to practice it like that. So what we do? May يَعْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُفْتَدِ وَمَنْ يَدْلُ لَا تَجْدَرَهُ وَلِيَ مُرْشِدًا. If Allah SWT will continue to make us firm upon the path of Jesus, and make us firm upon the guidance, upon the path of guidance, اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين يا رحمة الضعفاء والفقراء والغرباء والمساكين أنزل رحمتك علينا وعلى والدينا وعلى سائر المسلمين الموحدين في كل مكان وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Inshallah, on Sunday.